Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana, Canto 10, the Saman Bonam, Chapter 11, the Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, today's verse number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kridantam sa sutam balayar ativelam sahagrijam yoshadajo havit krishnam putra sneha snuta stani kridantang sa sutang balayar ativedang sahagrajam yashoda johavit krishnam putra sneha snuta stani kridantang sa sutang balayar ativedang sahagrajam yashoda johavit krishnam putra sneha snutastani. Please chant. Ladies, anyone else? Kridantam. Engaged in playing. Sa. Mother Yashoda. Sutam. Her son. Balai. With the other boys. Ativelam. Although it was too late. Saha Agrajam. Who is playing with his elder brother Balaram. Yashoda. Mother Yashoda. Ajohavit. Called. Krishna and Balaram, come here. Krishnam. Unto Krishna. Putrasneha snutastani. While she was calling them, milk flowed from her breast because of her ecstatic love and affection. Translation, please respond. Krishna and Balaram, being attached to their play, were playing with the other boys, although it was very late. Therefore, Mother Yashoda called them back for lunch because of her ecstatic love and affection for Krishna and Balaram. Milk flowed from her breasts. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word ajohavit means calling them again and again. Krishna and Balaram, she called, please come back. You are late for your lunch. You have played sufficiently. Come back. Janadapisini chena tororiva sahishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Harinama, harinama, harinama ivakevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. So this first word, kridantam, engaged in playing. This is the way to understand all of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna has his pastimes in Mathura, Vrindavan, or Gokula, as well as in Dwaraka. But whether Krishna is acting as a Vaishya, a cowherd boy, or acting as a Kshatriya, everything Krishna is doing is simply playing, enjoying. Krishna does not work. Everything is simply a playful activity. Even while he's killing the demons, it's nonchalant. He doesn't have to exert much energy. It's all another facet of his playful, sportive pastimes. Because that's what it means to be God. To be God means always enjoying every second. And that enjoyment is increasing at every moment. Ananda. There's no end to the enjoyment. One enjoyment comes and another enjoyment comes. It simply flows one after another, wave after wave of different enjoyments. So this is one aspect of what it means to be God. Always enjoying. In this verse, we see the nature of bhakti, the nature of personal spiritual life. The Mayavadis, they cannot appreciate this verse. They have no understanding, no clue of what we are hearing today. They will think that this is all material. This is mundane. This is Maya. That's why they're called Mayavadis. All of this Krishna playing, Mother Yashoda calling, and the milk flowing from her breast. This is all Maya. This is not the real thing. For Mayavadis, They cannot entertain any kind of variety. For them, enjoyment means simply existing, simply living, conscious. We are all one. There is no duality. There is no personality. There's simply oneness, that's all. And as soon as I deviate from that oneness, then I'm again in illusion. I'm again in Maya. The Mayavad philosophy preaches their come on, their ploy. You're God. You simply forgot. That's all. Now, practice meditation. Study the Vedanta Sutra, and soon you will realize that you are God. We're all God. We're all one big one. Ja. This is called imagine superiority. And if you recall in chapter 2 of this beautiful 10th canto, when Krishna was in the womb of Devaki, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva invisibly appeared in Devaki's prison room, and they offered beautiful prayers, and the one that Prabhupada repeats over and over and over throughout his Bhaktivedanta purports, that the impersonalist Mayavadis, they think they're liberated. They have imagined a state of liberation. But patanti adha. No matter how high they fly in their imagined superiority, they will come tumbling down once again to the material whirlpool. Because this impersonal Mayavad philosophy is itself a false philosophy. It's a cheating philosophy. You're not God. You can't become God. The position is already taken. No applications being accepted. The position of being God is already fulfilled by Krishna, and nobody is going to come up with a better definition, explanation. Krishna, in this 10th canto and in the previous 9 cantos, Vyasadeva has shown you what it means to be God. Unlimited incarnations. Incarnations that defy the material laws of nature. That appear in various forms. So much variety. And even in this Krishna Leela, so much variegatedness in the different pastimes. Now, not to be negative, you're not God, but you're part and parcel of God. That should satisfy any sane individual. Because the Mayavad philosophy is for insane people. People who want to cheat. But anyone who's sane, they will nicely, I'm not God, but I'm part and parcel. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Just the example. Such a nice example. On a nice day here in Los Angeles, the sun is shining, and so many sun rays are flooding everywhere around. Nice sun rays. People go to the beach to get their sun rays, vitamin D. Prabhupada said that. You want vitamin D? Get the early morning sun. There's your vitamin D. So, the sun ray is nothing different from the sun. It's the same quality. But the sun ray, in terms of potency, is very different from the sun globe. Similarly, We are part and parcel of God. We have all of the values, all the qualities of God, but very, very muy poquito pequeño. Infinitesimal. Krishna is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. Tiny. What, that's not good enough for you? It's good enough for me. As I've been saying lately, in this life, I only wanted a few things. And one of those things was, I just want to be happy. And thanks to this movement, thanks to Prabhupada, thanks to this movement, and thanks to Krishna, yes, I can die saying, I'm happy. Yes. Why am I happy? I'm happy because this philosophy, especially not just Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, that everything is simultaneously one and different. I just gave the classic example of one and different by giving the sun and the sun ray. That is perfect example of simultaneously one and different. But not only do we have Lord Chaitanya's sublime philosophy, but the way that Prabhupada presents it is special and unique. I've said trillions of times, I don't know how I got through high school because I never read the books. I hate to read. I hate reading. But when I found a Krishna book, when I found transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and then one by one reading, finally something I like to read. Something that makes sense. Something that soothes the savage beast within me, because I am a savage beast. But this Bhaktivedanta, the way Prabhupada writes, it soothes my savage beastness. There's just something about the way Prabhupada writes his books. There's real juice. As he said, it's not ABC. You can't just write these books ABC. No, there must be realization. And when you read Prabhupada's purports, you're getting Prabhupada's realization. Even he's quoting the Acharyas, still you're getting his realization of the Acharyas. The flavor, the way Prabhupada's books are. So, in this verse today, we have Krishna, we have Balaram, Mother Yashoda. So, what is that expression? Variety is the mother of enjoyment, Prabhupada says. Without variety, then there is no enjoyment. Everything becomes stale, boring, hackneyed. There has to be variety. We eat on our food. There are varieties of tastes. Not just one taste. There's sweet, salty, sour, pungent. And then food that is chewed, licked, drunk, and sucked. There's variety. Just imagine if all you ate was grass. That's it. That's good for the cows. They're happy. But as human beings, if that's all, because our senses are more developed. So Krishna has given us, and that's a big thing, convincing me. When you're a meat eater, because you're eating meat, so much meat, you'd lose your taste for vegetables and Because you just become addicted and you want that meat. But once you give up that meat eating, then you start to develop finer taste buds. And when you come and you learn about prasadam, and you start to taste all the different flavors of prasadam, you come to one Sunday feast, your mind is blown like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat. One Sunday feast is enough. Oh my God. Where am I? Ugh. Yes. In Krishna consciousness, we can say it both ways. We eat to live and we live to eat. Because we are not eating food. We're eating Krishna phala. Krishna's saliva is there in the prasadam, the secret ingredient that makes it so nice. Because Krishna does eat the food. He hears the bell. He hears the devotee's prayers. And because the devotee has cooked with love and devotion, and because the pujari is offering in love and devotion, Krishna agrees. And then he's so kind, after eating it, he leaves it back. But now it is mixed with that secret ingredient, Krishna's saliva. Again, the Mayavadis would block the ears. What nonsense this guy is talking. But we learn these things from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's right there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should not think that we are eating ordinary food. Here in this pastime, what's being demonstrated? What's being demonstrated is that although Mother Yashoda is calling, Krishna and Balaram don't want to come home. Why? Because they are having so much fun playing with their friends. And what's so nice, what does Prabhupada teach us? Prabhupada teaches us, the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to become one of the Gopijanas. That's what we're headed for. We are going to become part of these pastimes. We're going to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. But we will be here in these pastimes. And simultaneously be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. Navadweep is there. And what did Prabhupada say? We will have ISKCON in the spiritual world. Jai. We'll all be there. And we will have kirtan. We'll do the same things. I wonder if they have the BBT in the spiritual world. But we'll definitely have kirtan. We'll definitely have prasadam. Because Lord Chaitanya's program, and I love saying this, I always, whenever I get a chance, when I'm preaching to an Indian audience, I love to mention them. Please don't be offended. I did not join a Hindu religion. I joined the religion that teaches three things. Chant, dance, take prasad. That's the religion I joined. Yes. And they usually appreciate. They don't beat me up or throw shoes. It's all how you present. That's the key. If things are presented humbly, in good heart, you can say anything. The truth, that's the idea. Speak the truth. Prabhupada wants us to speak the truth. Now, he does not want us to water it down. He wants us to speak the truth. I remember here in this temple room, many years ago, somebody was objecting because I was explaining in that class. Archita and I, we go to the high schools and the colleges, and we plainly tell them the four regulative principles. So one devotee was objecting. You shouldn't be talking like that. No. We're supposed to speak the truth. We shouldn't hide what we are. We have a message to present. We should not be closet Hare Krishnas that only come out for Rati Yatra. No. We're Hare Krishnas all the time. We wear the tilak. We keep our shika. That's how we preach. And we present the truth, but the art of preaching is how to present this to a person in such a way that they'll nicely accept. That is the art of preaching. But the truth must be spoken. We cannot change. Prabhupada does not want us to change. Not one comma. We present it nicely as it, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. And if we're questioned, that's my philosophy. Don't ask, don't tell. But if you ask me, then I'm going to tell you. Krishna is God. You are not. And yes, as Prabhupada even writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that yes, plainly we have to say, our way is the only way. What is our way? Again, chant, dance, take prasad. But what about karma, jnana, and yoga? No. This way, the Hare Krishna way, the way of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But yes, in such a way that they will nicely accept. That is the art. They accept or not accept, I can't be attached to the results. All book distributors know that. And if you don't know it, you'll learn it. Sometimes they take, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they give pennies, sometimes they give hundreds of dollars. But we're not attached. We do our duty. We learn from Bhagavad Gita. Several times Krishna is pointing out to Arjuna, do your duty, but don't be attached to success or failure. It's like today's class. Some people are liking, some people are sleeping, some people are on their cell phone, some people on their iPads. What do I care? Some people like, some people don't like. What am I going to do about it? My job is to please Guru and Krishna, not the public. My job is simply to repeat the message I hear from my spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. Prabhupada once chastised the disciples. You're singing this every day, but you do not know what you are saying. Our success and the future success, as I've said many times, us Prabhupada disciples are dropping one by one, day after day. Someday it'll be your movement. What are you going to do? What's in your bead bag? Are you going to present Prabhupada's philosophy, or are you going to change it in the name of preaching? Like, there's one temple I sometimes go to. I'm not allowed to use the word preaching. What? What? Does that make any sense? No, it offends the new people. What nonsense. Like, one of the best things Archita says in the high schools and colleges, because a lot of times it's world religion or comparative religion. So, it's amazing. Archita will ask the students, so what is the definition of religion? And they say the weirdest things. And so Archita will ask one, two, three. And then at some point, Archita will say, nobody's mentioned the G word. Religion means God and the understanding of God. And they're going to a religions class and they don't even know what the definition is. It has to include God. So, the future. Don't be afraid to present Prabhupada's philosophy as it is. Give them the real medicine. When I go to see the doctor prescribes different medications for different conditions. Then I go to the pharmacist. I expect the pharmacist to give me the medicine the doctor prescribed. I don't want the pharmacist to change it, dilute it, mix it. No, I want what is prescribed. Prabhupada's message is the prescription for the age of Kali. Our business, we are pharmacists. We are to deliver the medicine as it is. Now, you want to make a nice packaging? No problem. You can couch it any way you like. But the medicine has to be given as it is. That will be your challenge. That will be your challenge. To keep Prabhupada in his temples. And that means keeping his philosophy in his temples. Not replace it. Presenting the Bhaktivedanta purports as it is. That's the challenge. If you accept the challenge, you will become wonderful, glorious, exceptional. You change it, you lose, and everybody else loses. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Don't leave yet, it's time for questions. The fun part. May Krishna bless you. More questions or comments? Challenges? Yes? You're very welcome. At least one person, well, there's two at least, I know, that liked. Anything else? Jai. Jai. You have all my blessings. Here, take the garland. I can't give you any more than this. Any other blessings, I'll have to charge you. Here you go. Now be blessed. And do lots of seva. Class dismissed. Have a wonderful day preaching the message of Srila Prabhupada.